Tell you what, I love this verse. Psalm 93 says, "The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting." Isn't that beautiful? Psalm 93, verses 1 and 2. Welcome to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll hanging out with you second half of the weekend, this final Sunday of September. Thank you so much for listening to this radio program. Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar, focuses on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one. It's Shannon Wexelberg, and this is the day here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt you, my God, my Maker, every day. Every day. I will give thanks to the King. Great are you, Lord. Take my sadness and turn it to praise every day, every day. Lord, you're my strength and my song. All of the glory to you, it belongs every day. Oh, every day. For this is the day you have made, and this is the day you've made. Oh,
That's right, it's Shannon Wexelberg, and this is the day. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you, and I'll tell you what, inspiration can strike anywhere, even in a cancer ward. Yeah, a German software engineer had a brainstorm while taking treatment for leukemia and now owns a company based on that idea that he had. Isn't that cool? It just goes to show you that adversity can be the beginning, not the end of the road. Friend, if you're facing adversity right now, do you think it's a dead end? Or are you looking for what God might want to show you? See, the Bible is a book written to people in trouble. Open its pages. Open your heart. Open your eyes. God may be trying to show you something new. And my prayer for you today is that you may experience His comfort during troubled times, as well as His power to create miracles, even out of the most bleakest of circumstances.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing love, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
All kinds of people on the Titanic the night it sank, but ultimately every one of them was on one of two lists, saved and lost. So is every person on this planet. The Bible says God has given us eternal life in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Why? Because Jesus gave His life to pay for our sins, so your heaven is in His hands. If you've never placed your life in His hands, call us at 888-NEED-HIM and move from lost to saved.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like You. Oh, Lord, my Savior.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship, Joey Kroll with you, and I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. Last weekend, had a chance to go have our annual trip down to Atlanta, Georgia. Got to see Dr. Charles Stanley's church. I do that pretty much every year. I think I've gone, oh boy, maybe about 10, 12, 13 times or so. Yeah, it's always an experience. It really is. So I hope you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. And yeah, here we are preparing for a brand new week. Let me ask you a question. What do you have planned this week? You know, if you're anything like me, it's probably filled with more things than day this week. Really, really. See, in the midst of all the doing, in the midst of all the tasks that need to be done, Let's not forget what Jesus had commanded us in Mark 16:15. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Hudson Taylor said, the Great Commission is not an option to be considered, but a command to be obeyed.
Hi, I'm Timothy, and you're listening to my dad, Joey Kroll, on Sunday Worship.
My daughter's favorite song right there, Days of Elijah, Robin Mark, here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. Hey, connect with us on Facebook. Yeah, I'd love to be your friend on Facebook. Just look us up, Sunday Worship Radio, right there on Facebook. Proverbs 28, verse 13, says, "Whoever conceals or covers up their sins does not prosper. But the one who confesses and renounces them find mercy." Friend, whenever a man is ready to uncover his sins, God is always ready to cover them.
Thank you.
That's right. We've come to lift up the beautiful, holy, set-apart name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. You can always catch up with me. Yeah, even though I got a little sore throat, I think that's starting out here. I think I'd have some tea and some honey and some lemon. You can always drop me a note. I love hearing from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Well, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday tomorrow right here on Listener Support at Great News Radio. In the meantime, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.